She was dressed for the part of the woman trailing trouble. A tight, bright dress. Hair done just so. Lips painted dark. A mad glint in her eye. I noticed her in the back of the courtroom noticing me. I noticed her noticing me. And I liked it. We are popinjays, all of us. We trial lawyers. Puffing out our chests and playing to the crowd. Even when the courtroom is empty, of all but a strange woman in the back row. I glanced her way. She tossed me a smile, stood, and began walking toward my place at the defense table. Her head bowed forward, seductively, her arm swung freely, leather portfolio rising and falling. Her smile inched wider. She was like a model on a catwalk, until she stumbled in her shiny high heels and fell onto her face. Before I could reach her, she had scrambled back to her feet and was straightening herself.
Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. I am so clumsy. And these shoes are mad hot, but who can stand in them? Hi, you're Victor Carl, right? Your office said you were here at the courthouse, and I asked around and found you, which is good because I could have been here all day going from room to room to room. There's so many courtrooms here. It's slightly ridiculous. How many do they need? Okay. Let me get settled first before I begin.
She took a deep breath, and as her outstretched hand fanned her chest, I examined her more closely. Her skin was smooth and flawless, her eyes bright and unlined, her neck taut. She was dressed like a corporate killer, but she was far too young for the role. She reached into her portfolio and pulled out a card.
Here, let me give you this first.